I arrived in the country just late last night, so I've been here about 9 or 10 hours, and I'm very happy to be back. But as you know, with this kind of travel, everything gets a bit jumbled. Still, I have so many beautiful thoughts in mind. Well, actually, what first thing that came to mind when I walked into the chapel was last time I was here, we had a big celebration of our commitment day. That was August 24th, and I saw Doctora here. Is Stella here? She's not here. We had two new associates that day, Dr. Munin and Thelma. And then I have heard in the meantime, while I was away, the pondering groups have been resurrected, so I'm very happy to hear about that. In the States, we had our annual retreat. Father Rick was the retreat master this year, which I thought was very, very delightful because I could be a participant instead of doing all the talking. And it was a very good retreat. And then we had two sessions, or I spoke at two different sessions, introductory talks on the Anuwim community. One was in our center up in Corning, New York, and one was in our center in New Jersey. In fact, it was just last Saturday, we had about 30 people come to the chapel and explore. The title of that event was, Who and What Are the Anuwim? Who and What? So that was what I was supposed to talk about. And I had a good trip back. I met a priest in the airport in Tokyo, and we had a nice chat. Turns out we had some mutual friends, and we were both in Denver at the World Youth Day in 1993. So we could have met each other. He was only 18 then. So anyway, so I had a good trip, and I'm happy to be back. But I don't really know where I am or what time it is. I really was amused when I picked up my Anuwim Way this morning. I looked at the readings the night before. I hope you do that too. It's a good practice. But last night I just couldn't. I couldn't look at the scripture. So this morning I woke up, looked at the first reading. It's all about time. There is an appointed time for everything. And I thought it was so funny because it feels to me like Thursday morning. I got up on Wednesday morning, got up very early. In fact, my brother called me very early. He thought I was in the Philippines. So he didn't realize I was in New Jersey. He called me in the middle of the night, thinking it would be the middle of the afternoon for me. So anyway, I woke up very early on Wednesday, and then we had an early mass, went to the airport, and then travel, and then come here, go to bed. So it just felt like that was Wednesday, so today should be Thursday. And it just doesn't feel like it could possibly be Friday, but here it is, Friday, 25th week, and the reading is, there is an appointed time for everything. And you know this passage, it's a famous poetic reflection on the alternating flow of different times, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot the plant. It doesn't have anything about sleep, a time to sleep and a time to wake up. So I thought maybe I will sleep today. It's a beautiful passage, but when you ponder it, you realize the heart of the message is that we are not the ones who appoint the times. We're not the ones who decide what's the right time for things. Now, we might get that sense because we make plans and we decide to do things, and God does give us freedom to use our time in different ways, but the appointed time for everything is appointed by God. And we'll find our greatest freedom and happiness if we submit ourselves to God's timing. And we will be miserable if we're constantly fighting against God's appointed times. Think of your own experience. When you can accept what is or isn't happening, it doesn't mean you like it, but when you can accept it and praise God, well, then you can live in peace. Even in a time of chaos or a time of dying or losing. But if you don't accept, then there's this constant tension between our will and God's will, and that leads to terrible lack of peace and misery. So I looked at the reading after I got done laughing. I said, well, I have to accept that this is Friday morning, even though it feels like Thursday morning. And I have to accept that I completely missed the first reading from Ecclesiastes yesterday. I didn't even notice it, didn't even look at it, about the all things are vanity. I, I just listed on the Feast of Cosmas and Damien. Here it is, Feast of St. Vincent de Paul, and I have to accept. Okay, Lord, you have appointed this time. And how I feel about it is not the determining factor. And that's, I think, what the message I'm just sharing with you. How we feel, or how what we prefer, is not the determining factor. God is. God is the one who appoints a time for everything. You see, we would, if it was up to us, we would always want to have a time of peace and never have a time of war. We would always want to have a time of healing and never a time of killing. Or we would always want a time of love and not hatred, or whatever. We have preferences, and that's okay, that's normal. But the real wisdom of this reading is to submit ourselves to God's time. He has made everything appropriate to its time and has put the timeless into our hearts. So as we journey through time, there's something in us that will never be satisfied with whatever's happening now. We're always looking for something more, the timeless. Timelessness is a characteristic of God, of eternal life. God is not in time, except God entered time. And this takes me to today's gospel. God entered time in Jesus Christ, and now every moment and every experience, past, present, or future, and everything we go through or have gone through or are looking forward to can be united with Jesus Christ. Right now, in the present moment, of course, is the time when we have the opportunity to be united with God, the now moment, to be present before the presence. But we can look back and say, well, God, who is just as present with me now, was present then. And we can look forward and say, God, who is present with me now, is already present in that future moment. So what do I have to worry about? What do I have to grieve about? God has united himself with time in a way that is beyond our understanding. But at least our journey through time is not separate from God. It's all God, who has appointed every time for us, is with us in every time. Even the times which we would not have welcomed. We don't want some things to happen, but they do. And we can say, well, Lord, your will be done. Lord, I unite myself with your will in this moment. Here in the gospel, Jesus once again, at the end of the gospel, says that he will suffer greatly, be rejected, be killed, and on the third day be raised. He says this frequently in the Gospels, as you know. He prophesies his upcoming passion. He's declaring that a time there is a time for the passion. There's a time for my suffering. It's appointed by the Father, and I'm accepting it, and I'm telling you. So we should not take the position that we and our loved ones should never suffer, because then we end up rejecting the very declaration of Jesus that there is a time for dying. There is a time for rising, and it's appointed by God. Before he said that, though, he asked this question about his identity. Who do the crowds say that I am, and who do you say that I am? If it seems like we just heard this, it's true. In time, 12 days ago, it was on a Sunday, we had a similar gospel. It was Mark's version of this question. Jesus raising the question of his identity in the popular mind. It's good to know what people think, even though they might be wrong. And then addressing us personally, who do you say that I am? Do you accept who I am? Peter is the one who gives the right answer. You are the Messiah, the Christ of God. The very jarring thing about this version is that as soon as Peter says the Christ of God, Jesus rebukes them. I don't know if that's just a bad translation or what. Why would he rebuke them for saying that? I think it really means he sternly urged them not to tell anyone. I think that's the point of it. But a rebuke usually means you're correcting someone who's in the wrong. And I can't see how that applies. Anyway, we know what Jesus is doing here. He's revealing in time who he is, but in a way that is not going to be understood by the people, except in a later time. So don't talk about it now. Okay, well, maybe I am only rambling because I don't know what time it is and I don't know where I am. But I do know that wherever we are and whatever time it is, the Lord is with us. And He has appointed this time for a certain experience to unfold in our lives. It's time for Mass. It's time to ponder the Word. It's time to receive Holy Communion. It's time to go to work. It's time to serve. Some of you are going to Naik, the missionaries. So it's time to go to Naik. It's time for us to whatever God's will is. And that's knowing that, accepting that, even if we don't understand it or even if we don't like it, accepting that is the secret to happiness, the secret to freedom, the secret to union with God.